Attorney General Dustin McDaniel and members of the Arkansas Press Association will stage the third of a series of Freedom of Information Act road shows, this one in Northwest Arkansas, for any Arkansan interested in learning more about the state's public meetings and public records law. Aaron Sadler is spokesperson for Attorney General Dustin McDaniel.
Well, the legislature enacted the Freedom of Information Act in 1967, and our office certainly believes that the reason behind that was that open government makes for good government. And having an open government, an accountable and transparent government, is a hallmark of any democratic society. Basically, what the FOIA does, and FOIA, of course, is short for Freedom of Information Act, is gives the public access to public records and public meetings. A public record, by law, is defined as any writing, any sound or video that reflects the performance or the lack of performance of an official function. Records maintained by public offices or by public employees, and these would be state level, school level, municipal offices, are subject to the public records law, the FOIA law, given some exemptions. Likewise, all meetings of governing bodies, anybody that has a governing function, is open under the Freedom of Information Act, again, with a few exceptions.
Exceptions will be addressed, as well as misconceptions.
There are a few misconceptions, and I think it all largely goes to what the exemptions to the law are. There are several exemptions. Some of them are written into the statute. Some of them have been added since 1967, and several are related to federal law. Of course, federal law may preclude some records or some from being released to the general public. What we try to do in our FOIA roadshows, these seminars that we have across the state, are to let the public know this is what the law says. Here are the situations where it's applicable, and here are situations where it isn't. And so our attorneys from the Attorney General Dustin McDaniel's office go in-depth into some of the exemptions and some of the reasons why members of the public may think the Freedom of Information Act may apply. Sometimes it doesn't.
Arkansas Attorney General Dustin McDaniel will open the morning session and welcome participants.
Well, the workshop is open to the public, so anyone can come, but we would encourage anyone who's interested to register by calling the Press Association, which is our partner in this event, the Arkansas Press Association, at 501-374-1500, or by emailing info@arkansaspress.org. It's a free seminar. Like I said, anyone is encouraged to attend, but we specifically would like to see elected officials, people interested in government, anyone who works with the Freedom of Information Act on a day-to-day basis and who would like to know more about the law. We'll start at 10:15 in the E.J. Ball Courtroom of the University of Arkansas School of Law. We'll start with presentations from our Deputy Attorneys General, who will discuss the public records portion of the Freedom of Information Act, as well as the public meetings portion. At that time, there will also be a question and answer session, so plenty of opportunity for members of the public and members of the audience to ask specific questions to our Attorneys General, who will be able to provide answers based on previous opinions and their expertise in the law. Lunch will be provided to everyone who is registered, and then we'll follow that with a panel discussion of journalists and attorneys who can give some real practical experiences with the law.
Deputy Attorney General Beth Walker and Ryan Housley, Assistant Attorney General, both experts on freedom of information, will be on hand, along with journalists Rusty Turner, editor and publisher of Northwest Arkansas Newspapers, and Brenda Blagg, who is a columnist and reporter. Other Freedom of Information Act roadshows have been held in Little Rock and Jonesboro, with one scheduled this November in Texarkana.
We've had really good turnout and really good luck so far seeing public interest in this law. The attendees have varied, but they've tended to be local government officials, maybe a county assessor, a county collector, city clerk treasurer. Members of the media have attended. And then also those folks that maybe aren't elected officials, aren't government employees, aren't members of the media, but have a really vested interest in what happens with their government. And I think that's an important distinction, and I always like seeing people who may not be involved in government but still are involved in their democracy coming to these meetings, because the legislature and the Supreme Court have made clear that this law, the Freedom of Information Act, is in the public interest. It's the public's law. I think there's a misconception out there that only the media get to use FOIA and only the media need to know about FOIA. But everyone in Arkansas needs to know about FOIA, and everybody in Arkansas needs to know what a valuable tool it is for accountability and transparency in government.
And attorneys who attend this seminar will get extra credit. They'll be eligible to receive 2 hours of continuing legal education credit, as well as that free lunch. Reporting for Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.